Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Football fix coming up at 4 o'clock. It's time now for Broadus and Krusty's Corner. Here's the king.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broadus.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you always playing that. We have anything to promote, do we? Any of our shows?
We do have One of the Star out, if you'd like to go check that out.
Go back and check that out, yeah. That was kind of fun. I think we got one coming up here, right? We got one in the future before we go to camp and stuff like that. We're a little bit worried right now that we might miss the media party. I think we put that out there. Is that something we're kind of concerned about right now?
It is a little disappointing.
There.
Hey, it's all about whenever Jerry's available.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we might not make his schedule this year.
If anybody's over there listening, we'd appreciate if you just kind of.
I think it might be time for a change of venue. You know?
Oh.
Let me just go with that.
Hey, okay. Would you like to expand on that, Darnell?
You need more space? Okay. I think the reason we're missing out is because the media group on those tennis courts has grown significantly over the years with all of your podcast and content creators and national outlets and California outlets that now Nobu doesn't hold us. I think they want to keep it at Nobu for some reason. Maybe it's a sponsorship or they got some sort of a deal with Nobu that they're inflexible on the venue. And that back patio is too crowded. So what they have to do is wait until half the media goes home before they have this media party. And maybe they just want to do it for their beat writers and the people that are there. And I get that. If that's their plan, it's understandable to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, it's just unfortunate for us.
Listen, we're not being snobby about it. We appreciate the invitation. If Tad or any of those guys are listening right now, we do. We appreciate the opportunity to go out there. Appreciate the opportunity to cover training camp.
Absolutely.
And everything that you guys do for us out there, we appreciate that. But if you could just kind of move the media party up, we'd be okay with that, too. All right.
Move the date up.
By the way, Dawson, that was a strong take.
I did not intend for it to be disrespectful, so I appreciate you having my back on the
I absolutely do.
Not feeling entitled to the media party. They can do whatever they want, but if they wanted to include everybody, I think a change of venue might accommodate that. That Nobu is beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It is. It's
the drive is amazing.
I never take that party for granted, I guess, because
we'd never get it.
I didn't go for a lot of years because, you know, I was like, I'm not interested. It was kind of an opportunity for kind of catch my breath, day off. And everybody that went was just like Hellman and those guys got wrecked. I mean, next day, like Hellman threw up all over Bennett's hoodie one time in the tent, you know. And so, it was rough for some of those guys, you know.
Roy White threw up on Pacific Coast Highway, dropped his phone.
Ooh. Oh, geez.
The phone got ran over. The next day, the guys went out there and found the wreckage of it. what was remaining?
Oh, Roy.
Yeah, I started going because of giving like Eric and Zach ride. I mean, I wanted to. And
you're
then
great,
and
you're
like, wait a second, it's sushi.
Yeah, and then I kind of said after last year with Bobby, like ordering like a gas station sandwich after we'd been there, I was kind of like, I'm never doing this again. I'm not riding this car with Bobby and have him order a gas station sandwich. Just not going to do this.
We can show the three.
It was so disrespectful.
I love you, Bobby. I know you're listening, too. All right, Pro Football Focus. We're going to run out of these lists, by the way.
It's about to be over.
I think everybody's probably
right in time for practice to start.
Everybody, I'll be out there starting Monday, and I'll have a fresh batch of ideas for you and things you can be critical of me of if you want to do that.
Can't wait to hear about the undrafted free agents having a good practice against the third team.
Yeah, Dawson, I'm going to make sure that I do... if Johnny Cornelius or something like that has a really good rep against a fourth team guy,
that's I want to know about it.
Not going to make the team, I'll sure in the hell bring it up. I will say this, Dawson: when you hang out with those practices long enough, by the end of it, you're trying to kind of find stories.
Yeah,
it gets a little tough.
I get it. I appreciate it.
DallasCowboys.com. I remember many a day.
Yeah,
like
What am I going to write about?
What am I going to write about today that someone's going to find interesting?
It's different.
It was a little hard to do that.
There's a handful of things that are interesting. I feel like after a couple of practices, I got a pretty good answer to these questions.
Yeah, you could get the first few practices, especially the padded practices, you kind of get an idea. But then it gets down to the end, and everybody's kind of thinking about, okay, in three more days, we're going home.
Yeah.
You know, so you're trying to kind of think of like, well, what's an interesting storyline here? What's something we haven't talked about? What's something that, you know, is there really a camp battle here that we haven't really dove into? So it gets a little difficult in camp at the end sometimes, but you figure it out. All right, Pro Football Focus did give us a list. They put the quarterbacks in order is what they did. They put the quarterbacks in order, and I teased this as a, you know, where's your quarterback? Where's your quarterback ranked in this thing? And let me start with something right here. I just want to go through a couple of these guys real quick and just, okay, Pro Football Focus says, and I'm looking at this by the division, and we'll get to where Dak is on this thing. We got Jaden Daniels ranked 12th of all the quarterbacks going in the National Football League now.
Harsh.
They've got Jalen Hurts ranked 15th in this quarterback
list.
That's
probably about right.
How about this one? Has Jared Goff fallen down to where he's the 16th best quarterback in the league?
Ooh. Wow. No, I don't think so.
I would not say that.
I mean, he's better than Hurts. Probably not as good as Jaden Daniels. But I think Goff gets a ton of recognition for being accurate and processing at this point in his career.
Sure.
Yeah, Goff's a good player.
Yeah.
They put C.J. Stroud.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Out at 17. Baker Mayfield at 18.
Wow.
Bo Nix. This might be the most realist of the group. Bo Nix at 19. And we see Bo Nix in the top three. Wasn't he ahead of some people?
It's just the NFL top 100 list.
Yeah, the top 100 list. Ahead of, like, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think there's about 20 quarterbacks that could win you multiple playoff games. I think we're in a pretty good spot. So maybe 5 years ago, you'd be like, wow, 19th? That's horrible. I think you get into a numbers game where you got to put them in some sort of order. And there's a pretty, like, two-thirds of the league has a decent quarterback right now.
Yeah, it's kind of – the thing I was kind of wondering about, too, was, like, some of these other quarterbacks are, you know, they're like – some of these guys are behind Dak, but I kind of understand it. But it's interesting, like, oh, just for example, like – and I'm finished up with the NFC East part. Jackson Dart, by the way, 25th.
There we go.
That's kind of where Jackson Dart needs to house himself. But I was kind of wondering about the quarterbacks. They've got Dak at 8th.
Okay.
Is that fair? Is that fair to have Dak Prescott at 8? Or is he – now, they've got Caleb Williams at 13. Did we have this discussion that we'd rather have Dak or Caleb Williams? Did we have that discussion the other day?
I think Dak's proved – I mean, Caleb Williams might end up being a better player.
Dawson was telling me that –
a good year.
Dawson was telling me that Caleb Williams running around is no good throwing the football.
He is not good improvising outside the pocket. He makes the occasional monster play that's sports center worthy, but he's not an efficient player out there. And he lost his center and his left tackle.
Problem there.
And DJ Moore, his best blocking wide receiver.
Yeah. They got Tyler Lawrence at 11.
Trevor Lawrence, I feel, he's fringe top 10. There's times where he's definitely looking like a top 10 guy. There's other times where he looks like he might not be a top 20 player. Trevor Lawrence, is just consistency has been an issue with him.
Yeah, he has stretches where he's unbelievable.
Why do I think he's just overrated as hell?
Well, because he was just so hyped up coming out as the next sure thing.
like best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Like, this dude's going to be football Jesus. You know, and, like, can't miss player.
And it's not that he's been bad, even though at times he has been, but he certainly hasn't met the expectations that were set for him.
It's the first half of the season, I feel like, for Trevor Lawrence is very meh. And then the last two times he's had his good second halves, they've gone on to be playoff teams. But it's just he can't put a full season together.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, though, every time that I want to like him, he does something where I don't like him as a player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just feel like he's one of those guys, as you mentioned, that came in with such high expectations, you know, of where he was drafted and all that stuff like that. I just feel like that he's just kind of a guy. Is that unfair to him?
I mean, in the overall encompassing, yeah, I think that's probably a fair thing to say. Kind of a guy, but his highs are top five level highs.
Yeah,
but he gets a little reckless and has, you know, he trusts his arm too much at times, so his lows look really bad.
Yeah, I just kind of wonder about this guy. You know, I mean, I wonder if Cohen is going to be able to get the absolute max out of him.
As he did for the end of the year. The last month of the season or so was pretty next level. So if that carries over, and like Walchuk said, he can actually do it from the start of the season.
Yeah.
It's just something we haven't seen from him yet.
I just, he's a problem for me.
He's frustrating because his tools are elite, you know?
Yeah, but there's times. Him and Herbert are similar.
Oh, yeah, it's a good comp.
You know, like Herbert can look incredible, and then he'll lay some big-time eggs. Now, Herbert's probably done it more consistently than Lawrence has, but both those guys you look at, and it's like physically they've got everything you want, but there's just something missing.
I would rather have Herbert over Lawrence any day, but I would rather have Dak over both those guys. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, Dak has been a more consistent player than both of them, for sure.
Josh Allen, by the way, was your number one guy.
Wow.
When you went on their quarterback rate, and they had Matthew Stafford as number five on this list.
I think for a lot of guys, and, you know, Dak at eighth, it's difficult to separate them from their overall passing game. Your protection, your weapons, you know, and that's why when I look at quarterback ratings, I try to remind myself that we should be looking at this as a grade for how good the passing game was.
Right.
There's no real way of evaluating how good a quarterback is independent of his surroundings. And that's why in a lot of these, you can be 17th and 6th in back-to-back years. You didn't go from being average to one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Right.
You were just put in better position
to succeed. I'd like to see a list of that. I'd like to see create a list of quarterbacks that were put in the best situation.
Yeah.
And you know, and like you break it down with the line, the running game,
yeah,
receivers, tight end.
Yeah, CBS Sports did it. Yeah,
did they? How did I miss that?
The Cowboys were fourth on there.
Like, okay,
they just
I missed that.
Quarterbacks in best position to succeed with supporting cast. Cowboys were four with Dak.
All right, probably a fair rating then.
Yeah,
probably fair.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. John Owning's coming up at 4:20.
Hell yeah, he is.
I think that's his own personal segment.
He loves that time.
Football Fix is coming up next. Where are you taking us?
Football is here, and are the Cowboys an old team? That's next.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze. Let's love.